Hey, it's the boys. We back. Pierce and BS, episode 32. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube followers. Man, if you haven't already, go show some support and follow the Pierce and BS Instagram at Pierce and BS POD. Man, today we're going to be discussing PlayStation versus COVID-19 and some PlayStation news and, of course, some BS. But before all that, let me see what my guy's been up to. Yo, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, you already know, it's your boy Biggs, the most lovable one in the crew. You know, when you hear this voice, start getting a fella feeling, Bunny Fives, and Stumpy said on both of his, like, all right, not upset, BS, let's get it. All right, so what has Biggs been playing lately? Oh, man, I've been waiting all week. I've been waiting all week to tell you guys. That, okay, number one, actually, first of all, let me get this out the way. I beat FF7 Remake. I know last week I was already at the end, but I got it out the way. All
right.
A great, it pushed it over to a 9. Perfectly fine, cool. Right. Hopefully they fixed the textures.
So the ending, you were satisfied?
Yes. Okay. Also, Warzone. I hit up Warzone with Steel.
Hold on, you said they fixed the textures?
No, I said hopefully they patched it. Hit up the Warzone with Steels, hit up the Warzone with Fed, and Fed. Also my brother and a couple other people that wanted to rock, so I was on that. But this is the main meat and potatoes of the what I've been playing this week.
Don't let me down.
Two games.
Here we go.
Okay.
The first is WWE. Final Fantasy 14 MMO. I'm back at it.
I was going to say, you're one, back
the
at
game,
it.
Okay. The game I was playing for 2 months straight.
Yeah. Being a gardener.
Yes, exactly.
You never finished that game?
I'm back at
no. Ain't no finishing.
You don't finish MMOs.
It's an MMO. It's like Destiny.
Oh, MMO. I didn't hear that part.
So the whole game of end game.
So I've been playing that, and there's a reason behind it, which it actually coincides with the main topic. So I'm gonna save it for that portion. And also, the other game that I've been playing is a game called Shadow Warrior 2.
And, yes. Yes, I already know.
I knew Lex was going to be excited because it is by Devolver Digital. Shout out to Devolver. No, I am not on their payroll. I'm not an intern there. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't ask for the promo code.
Still waiting, Devolver.
But I have been playing that, and it's been treating me really, really well. It's one of those. It's definitely Doom-esque for me. Like, it's definitely like just one of those run amok shooters.
Pick up first and person, play.
Yes. Oh, my God. So many weapons, so many ways to kill. Mm-hmm. It's definitely dope, and it looks great. I've been playing it on PC, so that's been what I've been playing.
What's the name of it again?
Shadow Warrior 2.
Shadow Warrior 2.
I recommend it. It's fantastic.
Yep.
Lex.
Me? Finally.
Finally. Yeah, actually, I need an applause for you, actually.
Division 2. Keener is down. I repeat, Keener is down.
Man down.
But.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But. They revived him.
Yeah. But what happened?
I'm not going to spoil. I don't want to spoil
it. Yeah, don't spoil it. But it's to be continued.
The game is not over.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's leave it at that.
New Jersey, we in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to New Jersey.
We're going to the Bronx.
Hell, home, baby. I got FF7, got in some heavy FF7. I'm enjoying that immensely. I'm kind of playing that little tunnel vision, if you know what I mean, if you guys get it.
Oh,
if you guys heard the last one. Mm-hmm. Control, a lot of control. And I'm in control of that game. And Persona 5, mm-hmm. Royal.
Yes, sir.
Royal. And I've been watching a Netflix show, which I'm not surprised I watched it, but I'm glad I did. It's called The Big Show Show.
It's on my watch list because I'm a wrestling guy. Yeah,
like The Big Show.
I'm a fan of The Big Show.
But it's a sitcom. I thought it was gonna be like a reality show.
Yeah, no, it's a sitcom. Oh, and it's sitcoms. Based in Florida.
Hey,
good for that. Tampa.
I mean, wrestling.
I mean, he lives here.
They all live here. Yeah, John Cena's in Tampa too.
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
I don't know if you want me to say anything about that, but I'll save it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a sitcom. It's your typical. If you're into the Fuller House
mm-hmm.
type vibe, those type of shows, sitcoms, steady comedy, not mm-hmm. vulgar, not crazy. You know, it's him and his daughters and stuff. It's good.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it. And that's it.
Oh, sweet.
What up,
live?
The resident.
Steels, 1682, resident fat boy in the building. Hitting the sticks all day, most days.
Every day?
Every day, all the time.
All the time?
Lately, it's been seeming that way.
Okay.
You know, freestyle maestro. We here. I've been playing little of everything. Playing a little NHL hockey with my cousins. I forgot to say last week I hit up that Grid 2.0, the free game. That shit's hard.
You mean Dirt?
Dirt.
You said grid.
Yeah, it was Dirt.
Thank you. Dirt 2. Dirt 2.0. The sounds are the sound in the game are good. The graphics are really good. Mm-hmm. You have to be a professional rally driver to play that.
It's a simulator, right? Yeah, it's not an arcade.
It is ridiculous.
You need the whole setup, not just a controller.
Yes.
Ain't no roads in it.
Ridiculous. I played FF7, of course. Got pretty far into that. Did some weird dancing shit that I was not expecting. But
Honey Bee In, man. Shout out to the Honey Bee In.
Yeah, shout out to Honey Bee In. And Little Destiny.
Okay.
You know, not too much stuff.
Iron Banner?
You know. Oh, yeah, I knocked that out day one.
Oh, shit.
Day one on Tuesday, that was done. Last night, I got in a little more Iron Banner because I needed to get some more Crucible shit done.
Do you got any of the armor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's the same shit.
Okay.
It's the same armor, man. I downloaded a couple other games from PlayStation Now that I'm planning to get into. Mm-hmm. Watch some more Ozark. Got a little bit on that in a little bit. And
damn, you've been...
Busy. You've been on everything.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Busy boy.
Yeah. Just because we're still working, I'm trying to get into some of that quarantine stay-at-home shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, quarantine. That's it? Yeah.
All right, man. You know me. The almighty Trav. Hey, man. Still on Doom. Heavy. What else? I've been on Netflix. Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm. Lock and Key.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Pretty much just keeping it low key, man. Just Doom, really. That's it. Did a little Destiny. Oh, yeah. Download a whole bunch of PlayStation Now. Tried Ollie. Control. You know, and I did see what Biggs was talking about on Control.
Yes. Okay.
He did. Okay. I was there when he mentioned it.
Yeah, man. It was a lot, man. Played a little. Looking at that grid racing game.
Yo, that's the. I'm thinking about pushing the button on that. I'm telling you.
Okay. I played the demo.
You won't be upset.
Hey, man. But with that being said, Statman.
Yes, sir.
You got one this week?
Yes, I do. This is a good one. I had a lot of fun playing this one. Firewatch. By Campo Santo Studios. Oh, you guys played it?
I've heard of it.
No.
Never played it.
Okay. It's a first-person adventure action game. And I'm going to read you a quick elevator pitch here. Firewatch is a mystery set in Wyoming wilderness where your only emotional lifeline is the person on the other end of a handheld radio.
Oh.
So it's set in 1989. You're this guy who just came out of a messy separation. Mm-hmm. And you kind of went out and became one of those rangers, park rangers.
Okay.
That just kind of walks around. It's by the guys who did The Walking Dead, the first season.
Okay.
They started the Telltale games. Okay. They started their own company called Campo Santo. Came out in 2016. Pretty good game. They're actually working on, I don't know if you guys remember the trailer on one of these trade shows, Valley of the Gods. No. That's a pretty big game they're working on. This is a young company.
Okay,
They've only been around since a couple of years.
Okay,
but it's a great game, man. It's has a lot of mystery to it. Kind of lonely and open. It's an open world, open hub type game. I had a lot of fun with it. It has a good art style. I don't know if you guys. It has that. I wish I had something to kind of describe it to you, but it has a different art style, kind of cel shaded, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's not like realistic first person; it's more cartoony.
Gotcha.
But it has a good vibe, man. It has a good story. Definitely.
Good price.
Good price. I think it's been out a while. Okay. It's a short game. It's not extremely long.
Okay,
but it's a fun game. Firewatch. All
right.
And who's that by?
Campo Santo.
Campo Santo. Okay. Studio. Shout out to them.
Nice. Yeah, man. Hit us on the DM, man, with those promo codes.
Yeah. I was going to say, Lex might have to send some emails, man. All these Game of the Week companies, you need to send these emails.
I'm shouting them out. Hopefully they listen, and they're like, hey, you know, this guy's hooking us up. Let's send them some codes.
Yeah, man. It's authentic, man. We here.
Yeah.
All right, man. So that's it for the Game of the Week?
Yes, sir.
That's it, man. Man, we got a couple things on the docket, man, but I feel like we've been – skipping over this one. Lex been holding on to this one, man. So I kind of want Lex to get the floor on this one, on this whole AMC COVID-19.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been and there's a lot of rumors going around. Let's start off by saying the biggest rumor for AMC theaters right now is that they're going to file for bankruptcy. Obviously, during the pandemic, they've had to shut down, lay off people. They basically sent a letter not 2 weeks ago to their landlord saying they will not be able to pay rent.
That's crazy.
On their property. Sheesh. Yeah, they made a nice long letter. At the end of the day, it just says we are not able to pay rent. We can't afford it.
Yikes.
So I had I read a short article here by the Kansas City Business Journal, and this is from pretty much the top investor. And it says, AMC Entertainment Holdings, Inc., largest shareholder, says the Leawood-based company isn't headed for bankruptcy.
Okay.
So Daily and Wanda Group, that's the people who own the shares, said talk of bankruptcy was only rumors. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the Chinese conglomerate has been AMC's largest shareholder since the $2.6 billion buyout in 2012. Quote, the recent online media speculation that Wanda's AMC is filing for bankruptcy is pure rumor.
Cap.
Wanda said Tuesday in a statement on its Chinese language website. So the Wall Street analysts have said AMC is close to filing for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but the company already had $5 billion in debt. And it's been further pummeled by the coronavirus pandemic, which shuttered all of the AMC's theaters potentially into May and led the furlough of its employees, including 600 at its Leawood headquarters.
No wonder we're paying $13 for a bag of popcorn.
Yeah. Well, that's how they make their money.
Now, when they come back,
it's going to be $20 for popcorn. It'll be
$26.97.
Yeah, please do that.
For a bag of large popcorn.
Please go back, everybody. Please go back to AMC when it opens. Yeah. I have stock now.
So I was looking at him like, why does he look so serious? I'm like, okay, it's about his stock.
I went
in. Not if it ain't $26 for a bag of popcorn.
I went in.
Lex bought 220 shares.
I bought a lot.
At a penny.
I went in. So the company's lenders reportedly have hired lawyers who specialize in restructuring.
Okay. So they're going to be firing a whole lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty way of saying that. Yeah. So they're trying to come back, and they will. And they're not, you know, this is from the top people.
All right.
They're going to come back. They're going to get some loans. They're going to make it back. And as soon as we get over this, movies are movies, man. It might be a little different.
Yeah.
And like I said, they have invested in their theaters, you know, with the actual food, the seating,
right?
Mm-hmm. Alcohol. They're kind of like,
and they've done upgrades to those movie theaters, shit, right?
Yeah, the experience is definitely growing, and they invest a lot of money into it, so they're not going anywhere.
I don't go unless it's at least IMAX,
right? Yeah, exactly.
At least,
IMAX. Because everything else you can pretty much duplicate at home now.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's always good. Something that no one ever really sees coming is, let's say after the whole pandemic, the new trend is going to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know how like people can make like a trend out of anything?
Yeah,
I feel
like
AMC can really like all spot. Movie yeah, like all all movie theaters can really get back on its feet if, like, let's say everybody's able to go. Because, you know, the meme right now is free outside, or, you know what I'm saying, I miss outside.
Right.
The minute outside is free, I bet people are going to start making trends off of basic shit that we were doing.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
It's a trend now. Let's go to the movies. Yes. And they get a group of 30 people to go to the movie. And I feel like that's gonna help out places like the movie theater that were, let's say, not really trending before. Mm-hmm. So I don't have no fear. With them filing for bankruptcy. Uh-huh. I feel like they're going to bounce back.
Yeah, right. It's going to take some time, but they're going to come back.
All right. Then next thing on the docket, y'all boys ready?
Let's get it.
Hey, man, Rockstar, man.
Oh.
Lex, you want to explain this one?
Yeah, I also threw something up on the IG about the Rockstar, some of the Rockstar news that came out. But what you got, Lex?
Same deal.
There's a little, I'm going to read you the headline of this article.
Yeah.
By Paul Tassi at Forbes. Mm-hmm. GTA 6 may be smaller at launch as Rockstar looks to reduce crunch.
Boo.
Well, hold on. Because, I mean, we did have an episode about crunch.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. How it should be reduced. Yeah. And you sit here talking about boo because your game going to be smaller.
No, I'd rather wait for the game to come out when I'm 40 years old as long as the game ain't smaller.
Right.
Yeah, true. That's true.
I'm not trying to get it. I'm not trying to get an FF7 GTA 6.
Oh,
no.
Imagine that, an episodic GTA 6. Wow. What if that's the new trend moving forward for video games?
Hey, episodic Uncharted 5.
Can't go across the bridge until next month, guys.
Yeah.
What?
It's like, you want that car? gotta wait a year.
You gotta wait a year.
That's a whole other map across the bridge. You can't even get over there.
That's on the next disc. That's on the next disc.
Yikes.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah, so, you know, Rockstar, as we covered before, the crunch culture, and we gave our thoughts on that. Check out that episode.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any more about that, but, yeah, they're trying to make some changes.
They have made some changes. I didn't know that they let go all those top guys.
Yeah, they're definitely
changing heads.
So the conversation helped. You know, if we are taking this the way it's being presented to us, the conversation had started some movement. Now, whether this was already pre-planned,
right,
we don't know, but it definitely hit its peak, obviously, with Red Dead 2 being also in the conversation. So we'll see. Maybe, I mean, it's going to be
interesting. How do you feel about this not big enough GT? You think that's going to tarnish?
There's two sides of me.
No.
What do you think?
No.
On one side, the selfish part of me,
yeah,
is like, one of the reasons why I love GTA is how massive it is.
In detail.
I get lost in the world. Sometimes I don't even finish the story, and I just play. I just drive around and listen to music.
Right.
Now, I'm spoiled by that.
Right.
Now, the other side of me is like, yo, those employees definitely don't need to be treated a certain way if we are to believe what is being reported.
Right.
Again, like we said last time, we're not there.
Right.
We're viewing this as a consumer.
Right.
And we want to play games. We're going to buy those games.
Right.
Like you said last time, unless there is a massive strike outside of Rockstar North Studios.
Right. I'm buying. I'm supporting.
Yeah. So I'm too excited about that. So I'm going to wait and see.
All right.
There are plenty of games that are going to take our attention that seem to be growing.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
What about you, Bobby?
I guess I can partly just agree with, you know, what everyone is saying, but I hope they don't go down the route of all other games with this whole season pass freaking, I don't know. That's not the right way to say it, but like,
I have a weird feeling, but go ahead.
How they have like the season pass for all the,
DLC?
Destiny and
yeah,
all
like
that.
Yeah, like Destiny. Yeah, seasons. The Battle Pass and all that shit.
Where you just like, oh, you gotta level up. I actually have a weird, you know, just, I have a weird feeling that GTA 6 is gonna be, I don't want it to happen, so I'm hoping me putting this out in the universe doesn't make it happen, but I have a weird feeling that they're gonna make GTA 6 more of like a MMO.
Boom. A live service type
thing. Yes, live service. You're not gonna get that whole GTA 5 cinematic single player story. Is going to be more on the Destiny-ish, Division-ish side of things. Get your buddies, go rob a bank.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I hope it's not every six months,
a new mission, couple new missions drop.
They can
still
do that with the way they did GTA 5.
I think
come out with the campaign at first.
But no, I'm talking about no campaign. I'm talking about no campaign.
I know, but I'm saying, just keep it the way it is. Come out with a campaign at first.
I feel like there's going to be a campaign.
And then,
but it's going to be on the more
Destiny. Implement the multiplayer.
Or Division. Like, you know how Division's campaign is. Go here, do that mission. Go here, do that mission. Go here, do that mission.
I think they're going to meld what they did with 5 with GTA Online.
They're going to blur the line.
Yeah.
Their biggest influence is when you start the game up. And it's not broke.
Right, there's nothing broke. But what I mean is they're going to blur the line even more. You know when you start the game up, it asks you, do you want to go to single player, or do you want to go online?
Right.
When you boot up GTA 6, you're just booting up into GTA 6, and it's going to be line blurred. You're going to be either seeing other AI, or you're going to see your online friends.
Yeah,
it's
going to be weird. That's going to be weird.
I mean,
changes are happening.
Yeah, I mean, let's
we'll wait and see.
I mean, yeah,
we'll see.
There's not Cyberpunk too much to go off of.
Cyberpunk 2077, man. That's
there's not too
going.
Much to go off of other than the fact that it's smaller. So
okay,
And it'll run off weekly or. Updates every now and again, like you said. Not really like, I don't think a battle pass thing would happen, but that would be so
but I
bad
mean,
for
isn't
Rockstar.
That,
they already
that,
have a battle pass in Red Dead.
But isn't that a part of GTA? Getting the clothing, getting the tattoos,
but they don't have
the
a battle
guns,
pass.
The
not,
cars.
Yeah, but not the battle
I understand that. That's a way to implement a battle
correct.
Pass.
And they already implemented it in Red Dead. So it's not like Rockstar is not scared to implement it.
Hopefully,
because they implemented it in
GTA.
Red Dead. Hopefully.
It just seems like that's the new trend now is doing those
right
MMO type games because you can just keep adding, keep adding, keep
right.
adding,
right.
keep
right.
adding.
People
keep
are
going to
go back.
You know,
I wouldn't be mad at them if they do it. Whatever, I don't really care.
As long as it's done
right. My last question.
As long as it's done right.
Last question. Anybody can answer. How do you feel about them even saying that they're in early development of GTA 6? Do you feel a little weird about that? That you think they should have been working on GTA 6 since?
No, because I think something else is coming before it.
Okay.
Either a bully.
Bully, yeah.
Or
I was
going to
say bully.
Something, right. Something's done yeah. or about.
State of emergency, man. Bring that back.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Midnight Club. All right. anybody care about the Crysis Remastered dropping?
Yes.
Has anybody played the original?
Yes.
No.
Really?
And this is actually kind of weird to me. I meant to put it in the group chat with y'all. But they literally went from Crysis Remastered leak to confirm to here's 20 minutes of gameplay. And I'm like, damn. Like, they literally dropped gameplay.
Of the remaster?
Yes, the day after it got leaked.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I'm like, you know, that's just kind of the same thing that happened with
Warzone. Yeah. I put it in the chat. 10 minutes later, it was official. Right.
People are at home now. All the people are at home now.
Yeah.
Right. So they got time.
Right. Yeah.
They got time. As soon as you even keep your eyes up for the new Assassin's Creed.
Right.
I mean, that's coming soon.
I have no stock
next
in
month
this,
is going to be you know? Wild.
Yeah. I have no stock in Crysis.
The reason I like Crysis is because Crysis was one of those games that performed on, I think it was either 360. It was one of those games that you could boot up, and it damn near looked like a PC game. Like, yeah. for some odd reason, they were able to push the hardware, whatever it was on, and make it look crazy. Like, it says it's going to have ray tracing on PlayStation 4.
Okay, yeah. For you guys that don't know the history of Crysis, as a PC player,
Crysis Engine,
the biggest thing about Crysis, it's an inside joke too for PC players, is when you boot up a game like Crysis, the first thing they ask is, "Can your PC run it?"
Right.
That's how advanced
yeah.
and demanding those that Crysis game. Games are.
Right.
If your PC can run that game,
that's the golden standard.
High fidelity. You're good.
Golden standard.
So the fact that they're bringing it back remastered, granted the first one, I forgot when it came out. I'm not sure when it came out. But it was leaps and bounds ahead of anything out at the time. That was the game to be like, oh, you got a PC? Can it run Crysis?
Right.
Is it high end? Is it low end? Right, how much do you spend on it? No. Can it run Crysis?
Right. And what do you think about this whole ray tracing going to be on PlayStation 4? Is there any other games that have ray tracing in play? Because I've been hearing about this ray tracing on the next gen. Like, oh, can't wait for ray tracing in Minecraft. Crysis on PlayStation 4? Gonna have
Okay, put it this way. Crysis, correct me if I'm wrong, Biggs, get ready, is confirmed coming out for the Switch.
It ain't working. That ain't happening.
It is confirmed coming out for the Switch.
It is confirmed. I did see that. I didn't want to mention it.
I saw pictures
and
of it.
Today news.
Hang on. Here we go.
Another Switch burns a kid's hand.
Wait for it. Hold on.
Let me make sure I got this
what
right.
What
you're saying is that Crysis is going to release for the Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
The remaster?
Confirmed, yes.
Well, you know what they say about the Nintendo Switch? The burning question when it comes to the Switch and all games that release or are ported for the Switch is, can the Nintendo Switch handle this title? Or will it turn into a fucking volcanic eruption in your hand? And do any of you have a speculation or answer to that question?
Yes. Two things
That will blow up your Switch. Period.
I mean, hearing him say that was the norm back then, asking if your PC can handle it.
It still is, I think.
From hearing how it is, I don't know, man.
Switch got no chance.
Here's the thing. Now there's two there's two things about that question too. One, I already saw there's memes everywhere of burnt up Switches.
Oh, I saw that.
Two, there's a little battle going on with Switch owners that they just start putting up articles. I didn't look into it too much because I kind of rolled my eyes at it. That the Switch is more powerful than the PS3.
Oh,
okay.
Can you watch Hulu though?
I mean, I can't confirm nor deny this. I didn't really get into the minutia of that because I wasn't interested.
Minutia.
Right. Yeah.
Minutia. That's a word.
Yeah. Because I was not interested in knowing that. Because I am not playing that game. And I'm not putting that game anywhere. When I boot up Crysis, my Switch will be in another room.
Right. That's good.
You don't want
that's
anywhere good. Near
okay,
it.
Okay, because I don't want that thing to spread and, like, you know, my PC's going to eat it
up. Casualty of war.
Yeah. You know.
Wow.
So
holy shit.
We'll see.
All right, man. That's it for Crysis, man. Well, that's on my radar at least. What else, man? You got some Ozark?
Yeah, man.
I know Steels was yesterday. He was like, "Man, I gotta take a drive. I want to talk about Ozark tomorrow."
I started to say something on the phone. I'm like, "Fuck, man." See, that's what a lot of y'all don't understand. A lot of y'all listeners and whatnot. We cool, we friends, we game, we go out, we hang out, we work. We don't talk to one another.
Yeah. We see it, but don't talk. We only talk on Sundays.
We start talking, and then all of a sudden, it's like, shut up. Stop talking.
Yeah, gotta save me for the pot. I didn't sign up for that part of it.
It's like, goddamn.
It's like, how was your day, bro? Like, not much, bro. I did this and that. Save it for the pot.
Yep. Slow down. Save it for the pot. Yeah. Like, we can't say anything in front of each other anymore.
Which reinforces the fact that this is genuinely our first conversations about
anything
of this content.
So everything we're putting out here, we may have put some little bug in each other's ears, like Big saying, "Oh my god, there's this game I really want to say," or them, you know, y'all knowing I want to
foreshadow a lot of foreshadowing.
Yeah, but actually hearing what we're saying, this is the very first time we're all hearing it together. Yeah. So, all our reactions are genuine and true. Mm-hmm. Nothing's fake over here. So.
I haven't watched Ozark now, so don't ruin it too much.
I'm gonna try not to.
All right,
I'm gonna try not to. But we finished season one, I think Friday night, and then we watched first two episodes of season two yesterday. And let me tell you, oh my god. Bro, it's just every time it's like a lot of shows, people say, oh, but it's slowing down or it's this or that. You know, shows really aren't always, you know, action all the way up top. You know, there's a couple episodes where you got to tell story, you got to introduce a new character, you got to get the feeling on this person, that person. But it doesn't do that a lot. And then before you know it, you got that one or two episodes that you're just like, oh my god, I cannot believe I'm watching this. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched a show where there's the main, what you think is the main villain,
right,
that everyone's scared of? It's like, oh, whether it's like a drug cartel guy or a villain with powers, or, you know, that's the guy that everyone's just scared of. And it's like, oh, you don't want to mess with him. And then there's this secondary villain or guy that is coming in that's acting all like, oh, well, these people are scared of me because of what I can do. And you're like, yeah, but this guy is worse than you.
Right.
You don't want to fuck with this guy.
Game of Thrones.
Yes, this does have some Game of Thrones-ish kind of feel to it. Winter's and the whole coming. Time you're going, you're like, yo, this guy's a top dog. This guy's going to learn soon. Then, all of a sudden, with the snap of a finger,
somebody disappears.
You remember Terminator 2 when the T-1000 caught the shotgun to the head and his head was just split open like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. By who you thought was the main guy. Split head right now. Boom. And I'm just like,
whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did not expect to see that. They really don't give no fucks.
They killed Darth Vader first quarter.
That's like Darth Maul.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. He went outside. And what's crazy is that at first they turn their head and they say something. Pow. You hear the shotgun. They fall down to the ground. You're like, oh God. You see old lady with the shotgun. And they're like, what'd you do? He disrespected us.
Oh.
And I was just like, God damn. Oh, and then they show him on the ground. They show him on the ground. T-1000. Head split wide open. I was just like,
yeah.
Hell no. And it was one. I bet it was one of those deaths where it's like nothing was said or done or shown to lead up to this guy dying.
Yeah.
And it just happened.
It just happened.
Yeah, that's
pretty much always crazy. It just happened. I mean, you kind of got an inkling the way things were the last couple of words right there, like the last 10 seconds or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Because he said something. She's like, what'd you say? And he turned around to be like, I said.
What I said was.
Period.
Yo, I was like, damn. That show gives no fucks, man.
Yeah.
No fucks.
I'm out to check it out.
And then they show you. They are not afraid. Someone dies a certain way.
Oh, yeah. Show
you won't see this on Disney Plus.
Bro.
Yeah. It's don't even get me started on Splash.
Disney Plus.
Ozark is a good watch, man. There's people out there that's like, oh, I can't get into it. I don't know how you can't get into it.
I've only heard good things on that.
I was hooked. I mean, listen, the guy that I had mentioned this before, you know, first X amount of minutes of the show, you're watching people take acid baths. That's how crazy that one guy was. I mean, they put you quick mindset that he's the dude.
Right. He's the top.
Heartless. You find out.
All right.
Yo. It's a good watch.
All right, man.
We're going to get more into it when I get home today. All right, probably another two or three episodes.
That's cool, man. Also on Netflix, I checked out that Lock and Key. About three episodes in. Not going to speak too much on it, but it got what my attention.
Huh? I never heard of that.
Lock and Key. About
I've seen it. It's good.
Yeah, family moves into a house full of keys.
Keys, yeah.
And okay. They open it, and every key has like a special power. Like, yep, you just open up certain doors, and it's crazy.
It's like Narnia. Happens.
They actually reference that in like episode
they
two.
They do.
So wow. So it's on that train, but okay, it's a little more darker, I guess.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
So it's a good watch, man. I just started, man.
So it's a magical type kind of like sorcery.
Yeah, imagination.
Okay. Imagination. Okay,
it's
okay,
good.
Okay, okay.
It's I enjoyed.
It's so like Harry Potter type shit.
I haven't got
but a little darker.
It was something to say. It's dark house like dark that fantasy, with like monsters fantasy. And magic and all
dark
that shit.
Fantasy, yeah. That's okay. What, yeah.
It's dark. It's dark. Okay. Even the just the way that they get the house is dark. So
yeah.
But I don't want to ruin it for nobody. So y'all go check that out, man. I'm watching it. So watch it with your boy. Another thing that I end up watching, that Mortal Kombat, man. Scorpion's Revenge.
There we go. Let me hear it. Let me hear it, baby.
Did you watch it, Lex?
No, but I'm interested.
You haven't watched it?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
The rest of us had to pay for it. We didn't.
I didn't. I paid for it.
Okay, yeah,
I paid for it.
See,
I paid
see
for
how
it.
I did that?
WB, I paid for it.
See how I did that?
But anyways, I watched it the first day it dropped.
It's a setup.
Yeah.
I would love for this show. Just I don't want to ruin it for nobody. Obviously, the main character is Scorpion, so they follow mainly Scorpion in the whole thing. But it's going around that whole, you know, the first tournament, you know, from all the Mortal Kombat video games, movie. It's that first tournament, but the story's a little different. You know, Scorpion.
It's a retelling?
It's a retelling, okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you're watching it thinking you're going to see a brand new story, it's not that. It's the same Johnny, Sonya, Liu Kang jump on the boat for the first time. Hey, where are we going? You know, that whole deal. Mm-hmm. And you figure out why Scorpion hates Sub-Zero so much, you know, with a passion.
Sheesh.
It starts off, you understand why it's rated R in the first 10 minutes. Like, oh, this is different.
Okay.
And that made me like, this should be like a show. Like, I wish like this was an anime show like on Toonami or one of those late night Adult Swims. Like,
you think it can carry out a season?
Hell, I mean,
it's a tournament. Most shonen are like that. Yeah,
and there's a bunch of Mortal Kombat out there that they can just there's a lot of content. Mortal Kombat content.
Whoever the art style, I love that art style. Okay. Like, it was real good. Like, the combat in that, I liked it, man. I know we got some people behind the scenes
who feel otherwise.
Feel a little different.
Although he did say that Last of Us was trash. So I don't know if I want to hear it.
You don't know.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
You don't know if anything he says
cause,
is valid.
So nobody else has watched it but me.
No.
And the,
yeah. You and Fed are the only one.
So, Fed, you want to say something real quick on the mic?
Go ahead. 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. What are you comparing this to?
Yeah.
For one, it's not canon. None of those events are real. Outside of the tournament.
Okay, but have
don't
you
give away too much.
Okay,
time.
My question is, have you played the latest Mortal Kombat 11?
Yes, of course.
And do you not know what the whole premises of that is?
I know everything about Mortal Kombat. That's why I'm getting
so you know that there is different dimensions in Mortal Kombat, different playouts of the same events.
Yes.
So this is just another dimension, another playout of that event.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
It's just that side story.
What he's saying is that what he's seen, he's used to the ending being such and such battling.
Well, not even. It's just that the lore itself, the story that they're telling is canon. It just didn't happen the way they're showing it.
Right, but in Mortal Kombat 11, it explains that even that we've seen it that way probably 5 years ago, how it ended, guess what? There's other dimensions that played out differently.
But Mortal Kombat 11 showed you that no matter what they did, history was going to still end up the same. So it's still
correct,
the same
and universe. History is still ending up the same in this. Even the, and it's a to be continued.
No, it wouldn't have happened that way because the ending would have been different because of the way the movie ended.
All right, I'm not going to get into this argument. Yeah. It's not a Mortal Kombat podcast.
Yeah.
But all I got to say is
I feel
that
like y'all about to give some shit up.
No, I'm not giving anything.
Oh, no,
else.
I'm not holding my breath.
It's just another dimension. That's it. So, and I like that. I'm cool with it.
It was cool.
I understand what you're saying. People are probably going to hate it for that.
Yeah,
because they expect a certain thing. But guess what? They explain it. And, you know, you heard what Raiden said at the end, man.
I just think
whoa.
No, yeah. See?
I said Raiden. What, yeah, you heard what he said.
It sounded like he was about to say it.
No, I wasn't going to say it. Yeah. I promise you. Whoa. You heard what he said.
Pause.
I'm not saying what he said, but I'm talking to you. You know what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was just like a...
It's a closure for
it
now.
It was just some quick...
I hope it turns into a TV show. That's all. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
All right.
I would be cool with that, too. I'm going to watch it.
So would you like it to be in a TV show?
It was. I mean, it used to be a TV show.
I know that back in the day, but I'm saying, would you like this one to continue as a TV show? Or you want another movie?
I want an anime. I don't want a TV show.
Yeah, I like this anime thing.
I'd rather it be an anime, but I want a movie first with real life.
You felt like it was kind of like on anime ish.
I feel like
the art style.
I feel like the gore made it that way. If there was no gore, would have just been a TV show.
Okay. Yeah, that's because I kept getting that vibe.
So, and then it's cool they tried to emulate the game into it too. Mm-hmm. The X-ray. So I mean, it was cool.
Yeah,
it's just
that was
like,
cool.
I feel like it was a fan service.
Yeah. Some of
it was just like here's this. I know people want this.
Yo, home here's quarantine. Something. Here's this.
It could have went on Netflix.
It's not something that I would have went to the movie theaters for.
I mean, you spent money on it.
Yeah.
I watched it on a secret website.
Yo, here we go, man. PS and BS pays for all our content.
We all paid to watch that movie.
$20, $19.99. Yes. I know the price for it.
That's why I'm waiting, man.
Check my Google Play.
I haven't got that check yet.
Exactly.
Everybody paid to watch that.
I'm not on a rush.
Yeah, I haven't got my check yet.
So anybody else
do,
got
I pay for it.
You get your check. Oh, shit. All right.
I mean, I did, but...
Did anybody else get any anything?
No, but I do want to open up the PS topic.
Go ahead, man.
Just because it coincides, like I said earlier, with what I've been playing.
Go ahead.
The COVID-19 thing obviously has put the whole country in a state of like something. I mean, for
We're
as long
in
the as
fog
I
right
yeah,
now.
Something for as long as I've been alive, I've never been like a part of something like this and have to take precautions like this or anything.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a different type of feel for me. But the cool thing about all of this, if anything, is cool or beneficial,
works.
is that we still AC. Have online entertainment and a lot of these. Online entertainment services are kind of throwing a bone at some people because of the whole COVID-19 thing. And, you know, PlayStation is no exception. Video games aren't an exception.
Right.
With that being said, so like I said earlier, I beat Final Fantasy VII around, I think it was Sunday, the day that we recorded last week.
Yeah, when
Sunday,
you went home.
I went home and I beat it. Okay.
All right, dog walk.
The whole week before this Sunday, I was like, what am I going to do now? Persona 5 is done. FF7 is done until I want to go do replays, which I usually don't do off rip.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what do I do now? And I was just looking at, we did the episode on backlogs, and I'm starting looking, I'm like, now I can look at actually my backlog and see what I can play. And I thought of Trails. I thought of Ni No Kuni. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in the living room, just sitting there, whatever, thinking about what I'm going to play next. And on the Instagram, you know, Instagram gives you ads or whatever.
Yeah.
My YouTube is heavy with Final Fantasy searches because after you see that ending of it, you start like watching shit. Like,
right.
What's the meaning of this?
Yeah, digging up anything you can find about when the next one coming because the anticipation is high. So my YouTube's full of Final Fantasy stuff. And you know, your phone always picks up all that stuff and starts throwing you ads.
Right.
Wherever
so,
you go.
Right. So on Instagram, I scroll by an ad for Final Fantasy 14. MMO that I was hooked on for those couple months, and it said, and this is so crazy, it's almost like God threw me a bone because I didn't know what to play, and I was going through the backlog, and the ad said, we're running a thing because of the whole pandemic for returning players that haven't logged on in 30 or more days, you get a week of free login.
That's for you.
Because it's a paid service.
Yeah.
It's a weekly, a monthly paid MMO. So they said, for returning players that haven't played in 30 plus days, you get a week free login. Enjoy the whole game,
and
Shadowbringers, the
doing.
Whole nine. And I said, I know what
Say
I'm
Say no more.
Yeah.
They know.
It's been a while. It's been over 30 days. I know what I'm playing now.
I feel like so Lex with the subscriptions right now.
So I went and I logged in and I was playing it for a couple days out of that time. I still have like 2 days left. Mm-hmm. I'm going to decide whether I want to actually extend it to go back on the monthly. But I just felt like that was so weird that happened. And it happened with that game to me. And I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's the blessing and the curse of algorithms.
Right. I just thought that was weird, and it really coincides with the whole COVID thing that's going on.
Yeah, man. PlayStation versus COVID-19, man.
Yeah.
We've pretty much been watching how PlayStation have been maneuvering around these obstacles of, you know, social distancing and seeing, you know, what they can do and what they should be releasing at what time, you know. You know, and everybody's still thinking, hey, is the system going to be delayed? What's the price going to be? You know, a lot of unanswered questions. You know,
yeah, uneasy feelings, not knowing what's going to happen.
Right. So, you know, this just came up to my mind because I read an article about the whole controller, and the PlayStation controller wasn't really, their hand was kind of forced on revealing the controller.
I bet.
The real reason why they did that whole is because they were sending those controllers out to devs, and they knew that they didn't have the control to keep leaks from happening once the controller goes out. So they said, let's just jump ahead of it and just reveal the controller. But they were not planning on dropping the controller. So I'm like, so it sounds like.
But I mean, why? I mean, I don't know. That kind of don't make sense to me. If you're sending it to devs, you should be ready to. Because, like, that should be already something you take into account.
But you
like, not like you, not like they forced your hand because you know about leaks. Just don't send it out until you're ready to reveal, I guess.
But that's the way it works.
Well, that's the way. They need it in the developer's hand so they can,
fix it.
Right. But by that time that they decide to send it, they should be ready to just reveal. It's in the works.
No, because
they want to show it as a whole package.
Yeah,
they don't want to show the TV. I mean, let's say they have a TV. Hey, here's the remote for the TV we're going to announce in a few months. Okay. You know, like, it's kind of weird.
Okay.
They don't want to PlayStation doesn't want to half-ass.
Yeah, no, what everybody does. Even Microsoft, they'll send it. They'll send them a dev kit. They'll send them a controller. They'll try it out. They get feedback.
Right. You know, like Xbox, they showed the system and the controller.
And all that should happen before reveal, but it's just with times people are leaking everything. So, okay.
Right. Yeah, so this is just showing me, like, damn, you know, they're battling this COVID-19 like everybody else. You know, it's not like they had this game plan, and now they pretty much had to wipe that game plan.
I don't think it's completely wiped.
Well, they have to change.
Yeah.
They have to adapt.
Customize.
But they again, rode to PlayStation 5.
Right.
It's
a bumpy road.
It's a bumpy road, but nonetheless, it's a road been paved. They're just smoothing it out as much as they can. And it looks like, man, if you're just looking at it from just an average consumer who just buys games and into video games, you'd think that the system is not coming out this year.
Right.
Yeah. If you're just looking at it, you look at what Xbox has done and you look at what Sony's doing, you're just looking at it, not getting into the nitty-gritty of it and not understanding how PlayStation works. Right. If you're new to PlayStation, you're looking at this going,
if you're a consumer that doesn't Google PlayStation 5 and you're sitting home, you don't even know a PlayStation 5 is coming.
Right.
Because there's no ads. I see ads for the Xbox Series 1. I have not seen an ad for the PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Edgar at work asked me on Friday. He's like, hey, man, I started looking. I can't find anywhere where you can put down payment on PS5. I'm like, yeah, keep looking.
Oh, shit.
Ain't nobody know that.
Shit. Here we go again.
I'm like, that information ain't out there yet.
Right. Lex, you got some backstory or more?
Like, pretty much most of, I'm looking at Bloomberg right now, and pretty much everybody's, what do you believe?
About
when, if this thing is releasing, when it's going to release.
And the price?
The price is a thing
I believe the price.
I think you're...
Now they're looking at $550.
I believe $550. I've been thinking
and $550. That's coming from the devs, and for the most part. I mean,
if worse comes to worse, I could see them dropping it at $499, but...
It's going to be very interesting, I think.
And then the controller...
You think they're going to have different levels?
Huh?
No. Like a $499 kit and then a $600 kit?
No. It's not worth it for them this time.
No. Okay. Especially because they have to deal with a lot of people are financially fucked right now due to all this. So by the time the holidays turn around and you're thinking, shit, I got to buy gifts for X, Y, Z, and one person wants a $550 system.
A lot of gifts you can buy for two or three kids.
I don't think I'm buying one system. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I don't have kids.
Sheesh.
Jesus Christ.
Not my own kid.
You know, sheesh. For me, luckily for me, I'm getting it day one.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the link drops.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready. But
I got
for
my
the
PS5
average,
check last week.
For the average That's consumer, right. like if I was a kid living at my mom's house and my mom was still paying my way as a kid, like in elementary, middle school, or something like that, I wouldn't expect a PlayStation this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking PlayStation knows that and knows, okay, we don't have to be crazy with the initial wave of PlayStation 5s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's going to end up like the Nintendo Switch. It's going to be
you ain't going to be finding it.
You ain't going to find
it. You got to jump on it immediately.
Yeah.
Right. Because they're not putting out that many. Right. If you don't pre-order that first day, if it comes out April 21st, pre-order links open.
I'm standing in line.
April 22nd.
I'm whatever
you I have ain't to do. Getting a PlayStation until 2021.
March.
Actually, now that you say that, I wanted to ask you guys on pod because I heard a couple of my other homeboys talking about it and I wanted to bring it up to y'all. Everybody wants a PS5. Everybody wants it when it comes out. It's going to be the new system. It's a new generation. But do you guys believe in that whole, like, the first batch is like the test batch and people waiting on
always
getting the system?
I mean, that's like, does true. That influence that's true with a lot of things.
But I always get, what is it called? Square? I forgot what it's called. The warranty. I always buy the little warranty.
Right, of course.
So if anything happens,
I never do.
Square trade.
Yeah, dude, you got to.
Invest in Square Trade. It's like $50 on top of whatever you paid for, and they're going to give you your money back or they're going to give you a replacement. Square trade, man. Do it. Worth.
I've always waited.
Because I was like hype. Like PS5. And they're like, yeah, I'll wait a couple months because, you know, that first batch shit is going to be shitty, this and that. And I'm like, I don't know. Is that like myth?
That's a myth.
That's with every electronic.
They've been saying that since the whole Red Ring 360.
That's with cars, too.
The whole 360 thing.
But look at
Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Was they a massive failure? I got mine from the get-go, and my PlayStation's still running.
My brother got the PS3 Fat Boy, and that shit died when the PS4 came out.
I was going to say, Judge died.
He had the Fat Boy, and that lasted a whole time.
It has a timer on it.
Yeah, he had the one that had the flap with the extra damn controller ports and everything.
That's what Judd had.
Shit never died. So, I mean, it's just, I guess, if you're just stroking the luck, I mean, there's going to be some
luck of the draw, something, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's going to be this scarce, and you've seen when the Wii came out, you couldn't find that shit anywhere, and people were selling them online for like three times over the price.
Yep.
When the Switch came out, you couldn't find them shit anywhere online.
Right.
I don't know if I want to wait.
Right, I'm not waiting.
I don't want to be that one searching.
I'm not waiting.
Like someone else did for his
the VR
going all crazy and shit like that, searching store to store.
I don't want to be that guy.
I just got a question now.
I got a question now. We're talking about PlayStation's road. Right now,
yeah.
How do you guys feel about if we see PlayStation 5 games before we even see the actual look of the system?
Then I know what I'm buying.
Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think we're going to see games starting next month? Because this whole, like...
I mean, we already saw Godfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we saw, and like, an early...
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
we're seeing games.
I thought there was another one we saw a couple weeks ago. Someone posted.
We're seeing games. We're going to see remasters. We're going to see ports. We're going to see a bunch of stuff.
So when do you think we're going to actually see the system? We're in April now. We're about to see these events, these digital events from IGN, from Gamescom coming up soon. You know, I think IGN's up first in, what, May or June?
So you're saying, like, first video look or first, like,
it's
image?
Coming.
First,
I think it's
like
coming
sneak
soon.
Peek or first, like, video?
I don't care what it is. It could be an article, like, how they did the controller August. Or a video. You're saying August?
August?
End of summer?
Yeah, they already, okay, they started off with the specs.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's right. The road. Then they did the controller. Mm-hmm. Well, let me go back, sorry. They started off with the name.
The name.
The logo.
The logo.
Logo.
The specs.
The specs.
The controller.
The controller.
What's next?
PS5. There's only one thing. There's next only thing one is thing to left. Show the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, they're on
it's
the road.
It's coming out.
Okay, so, it's soon.
Because I'm, it's soon. Because I'm hearing, like, developers are biting. Like, they want to show off their new games. And they're just waiting, like.
They might be able to do that before they show the system.
But why can't they show their games without showing the system?
Yeah, they can. That's what I'm saying. They might be able to still do that.
They could.
Yeah, well, they might want to be in the same room with PlayStation 5 when they show the system. Here's my game.
True.
They might want to do that conference.
They want to ride that wave.
They might be waiting for COVID to pass and this and that, so they can start doing the conferences and stuff again. We don't have another that thing with
because I think
with
Best,
the fake audience,
right? Because right now Best Buy is closed right now, right? They're not essential, right? So they're
open. They're doing curbside.
They're doing curbside.
Yeah, they're doing curbside.
I can't.
I don't see them doing a lot of places doing curbside.
Yeah, but I don't see them doing curbside for these PlayStation and the Xbox.
I got curbside meat yesterday.
Okay. There you go.
Pause. Yeah. No. Driving home, my wife wanted to make some braised short ribs.
Because I never know.
She wanted to make some braised short ribs.
I never know what you because you have the car meats and then you cook. So when you say you had a curbside meat or a curbside.
Oh, like meat, like a car meat. Right.
No, I said I got meat by the curbside. We call this place called Cavallari's. Cavallari's is an Oviedo.
Oh my god, dude.
And I asked them if they had short ribs and they said yeah. And I'm like, okay, are y'all busy? Yeah, we're busy. But we can do curbside.
It's a road.
And I'm like, oh shit, you can? How does that work?
I just bring the meat.
You tell me what you want, we get it together, I call you back, we pay over the phone, you ring me back when you're here. Just so happened. When they called me back to pay, we were pulling in the parking lot. She's like, "So just call me back when you come." Oh, we're pulling up right now.
Hey,
oh, okay.
Say no more.
Homegirl ran out with a bag of meat. Threw it in the truck. We kept rolling.
Oh shit!
So
that shit was convenient as hell, though.
So my question was convenient. No, right. So my question to you guys is, what would you guys like to see from PlayStation in the future this year to combat this COVID-19? What do you think they should do?
Here's what doesn't look good right now.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Year to date, PS4 lifetime sales are 973.6 million units. That's how much they've
heavy.
Done. What they project having done for a PS5, 6.5, 7.5 million at launch.
Mm. Hmm.
This is bad. Not to put too fine a point on it, but I don't know, man. It's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough to find them things, I'm telling you.
I think something that PlayStation can do to kind of soften the blow right now, as we're in the times that we're in right now, the period of COVID and quarantine. I know it's already a steal. I know it's already cheap, but I feel like one of the things they can do, I know the whole stay-at-home campaign is cool and all.
Yep.
Yeah.
However, those
but they
games,
keep giving shit that you already have. And that's on PlayStation Now.
Let's go. Right.
Journey's on PlayStation Now. And
which
then the,
brings me to my point
the Uncharted
of,
collection they gave away 2 months ago.
I think they should discount PlayStation Now.
I think they actually did it in UK.
I think they should discount PlayStation
well,
Now. Maybe.
Less than $10 a month.
Yes.
Yeah, UK.
That's why I say it's already cheap now.
They're giving you a week free.
But I think to come.
I heard with that whole article that's going on that, you know, once the PlayStation 5 drop, there will be a price cut in the systems alone on the PlayStation 4 front.
As it should be.
You know, to soften the blow.
Hell yeah.
As it should be. Yeah.
You know, you know, so, hey, I can't get my kid the PlayStation 5, but I get him the PlayStation 4 Pro. All
right. I just think the stay at home camp because I'm really going based off the stay at home campaign is it's an awesome idea. The game selection wasn't too great, so like why not just take people to the lake that is your PlayStation Now catalog and have them drink.
You'll be getting money monthly.
I think when PlayStation 5 drops, I think we're actually going to get a new PlayStation Now. I think we're going to get a PlayStation Now 2.0. Honestly,
but this is during COVID to combat it. We're not talking about PlayStation 5, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about just PlayStation to deal with COVID.
Right.
This is all amidst the release before the release of PlayStation 5.
Right.
I'm saying, like, just have people go to your PlayStation Now catalog. Right. You know, maybe discount a little bit, maybe $6.99or $7.99, something just a little cheaper.
It's crazy. Right now, I got title for 4 months. Guess how much I paid for 4 months?
$2.
$4.
Oh, damn.
$4.
Yep.
4 months title.
Okay.
I got Stadia for what? What is Stadia? Free for a month or two?
Yeah, at least a month.
At least a month, Stadia free. I got YouTube Premium.
Hey, listen, before you even remember, when this is all over, dude, you better mark your calendar. You better do something.
Oh, it's marked.
Because when it's all over, they're just going to come in and get you.
No. My thing's marked out.
Draft. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. It's marked. Full price. Right. So I'm taking advantage of all this COVID-19. You know,
That's the point. You know, and they reel you in.
Right.
Yeah, that's the point. I don't know.
I think they should do the Corona relief, like how some of the celebrities and stuff are doing. They should just do a sweepstakes where they give away a few of them.
Few of the PS5s?
PS5s?
Yeah,
they're giving away PS4. I've seen places doing PS4s.
I think they could drop.
Only because, I don't know if you guys seen it, but Drake did a Corona relief sweepstakes, and he's going crazy. He's flying 10 people out to his estate, taking them shopping, all kinds of stuff. So I think if Sony want to, you know what I'm saying? Do something. Not a bunch.
Not PS5. They can do PS4 or they can give with you a bunch of games. Right. Control, like let you go shopping in that aspect. I don't see them doing the 5.
Right, because if they got a limit. But think about it. PS5 is going to be a limited thing.
Yeah, because it's being limited.
But it's not free, though.
Right.
So I'm saying even with Drake and some of these other people, in order to be a part of it, you have to donate.
Some people, I mean, I understand that.
So you can buy it. They can buy it anyway.
I mean, yeah. I remember when Xbox, y'all probably don't remember, but when Xbox 360 dropped, they had that whole campaign before it even dropped with, it was either Taco Bell or Burger King or Mountain Dew.
It was Taco Bell. In Mountain Dew.
When you had to have the codes and you just put them in the website.
Yes.
And everybody, and like every day, a bunch of people would win the 360 before it even dropped.
Yeah.
And I was on that website heavy.
Those are the good old days.
You know, so, I mean, I don't see that happening again. Right now with all, what's going on, if we didn't have COVID-19, that would be valid. I think Xbox One should do it more than PlayStation.
They need to.
I think Xbox has that that new batch effect that you guys were talking about earlier.
My thing is, that's a good, you brought that up. See, y'all over here finger dapping and all that.
Whoa.
My question is, what happens when, you said what, how many units? 6 million?
They're projecting 6.5 to 6 million units.
6 million PlayStation 5s comes out. Xbox drops double that number or triple that number.
At a lower price.
Who you think right now you're sitting at home, damn, I can't find a PlayStation 5, but right now I can kind of get that Xbox Series and play this next-gen stuff.
Knowing that you got the specs, you got everything, it's ready to go. But again,
but no games.
Right. Look, there you go.
You don't. Okay, we're not.
They just said no games.
Okay,
you can play Halo again?
No. I'm not buying First of all, I'm not buying the PlayStation 5 for Last of Us. I'm not buying the PlayStation 5. Okay, what was the launch title for PlayStation 4?
Killzone Shadowfall.
Killzone
Shadowfall.
Assassin's
Creed Unity.
Okay, that was on all systems. I'm talking about exclusives to PlayStation 4.
Oh, I didn't hear the word exclusive.
Exclusively to PlayStation 4. So I'm buying the next gen system for the non-exclusives. I'm buying them for the next Watch Dogs. I'm buying them for the next Assassin's Creed. I'm buying it for those games. Because guess what? The Shadows Fall is not going to hold me. The Knack is not going to hold me. All these games that's going to drop off top is not none of PlayStation's heavy hitters.
But not only is it...
We don't know what's really dropping
off top. We're not only talking launch titles.
Look at PlayStation 3 launch titles. Look at PlayStation 1 launch titles.
Godfall is an exclusive, correct? Yeah.
Godfall. Yeah. You really think Godfall is going to be the next thing, best next thing?
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's your type of game, though.
Yeah. It's a looter shooter, but how many looter shooters are... All right.
Next gen?
How many looters are all right?
It's a next gen.
They ain't not just all right, man.
But what I'm saying about Xbox is Xbox didn't just only say, "Oh, we won't have launch titles." You know, exclusive.
It's going to be a year.
They said it's going to be a year of no console exclusive. PS5, you know, their launch titles might be ass.
That means no Gears, right.
But they have a no year Forza, over
but
Xbox.
No Halo. I'm not buying a PlayStation 5 for any of those launch titles. When I bought my PlayStation 4,
I'm talking about the year of exclusivity that they have over Xbox.
How many games do you think is PlayStation going to drop in a year?
They could drop two. Other than launch titles, they could drop two.
Two games. I'm gonna wait at home. Can't buy a PlayStation 5 for two games when I could buy an Xbox Series and play Watch Dogs.
Who has no games?
What are you talking about?
And this also comes down to, bro, if you're a PS5 fan, you're not gonna buy an Xbox on a whim.
Most of the games you guys are playing right now are all third-party games. Most of the games you guys co-sign are third-party games.
Right.
I'd rather play that.
That you rather play?
Yeah.
So
I'd rather play the remastered Goose game PS5 than the best Xbox game that drops.
So you guys can't play. You guys can't find a PlayStation 5 to save y'all lives. And they say GTA 6 coming out next week on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series 1. Y'all going to sit home? Y'all sitting home waiting on PlayStation 5?
I'll sit on my PS4 because it's going to come out for the PS4
too. Y'all waiting?
It's going to come out for the PS4. There's no way.
You can't talk to us about Xbox.
Yes.
He's going to deny everything.
Yes.
All right.
I'd much rather play it on 4.
Platinum gold.
Ain't none of y'all getting PlayStation 5s at launch. only me, and y'all gonna sit here.
That's
like,
fucked up.
Yo, y'all gonna be sitting here. Damn, man.
Do you time know that? Stamp do you that. Know? Do you know that?
Times. I'm gonna time stamp that.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Watch. Den. Do you know that Den me. Paid for 80% of my Xbox?
Is that true?
That's a fact.
What?
He Den paid yeah. for 80% of my Xbox One.
Okay.
That Xbox One is in I don't know where the fuck land right now.
Right now. But what
do
I'm
you
saying,
understand
but
that you understand, I'm a we're PlayStation talking,
right now
fan.
You can go to the store and buy a PlayStation 4 if you want. You can go to the store, buy a Switch if you want. You can buy a PlayStation, whatever, yeah. whatever you want right yeah. now. I'm talking about at the end of 2020, yeah. early 2021,
when PS5
will, you will out. Not be finding a PlayStation
if I don't
5
get a
on
PS5,
the shelf.
Right.
And you're
I'll just
see,
keep playing my 4.
Okay, so y'all going to play y'all 4s. And
thing.
when y'all see Ubisoft dropping all them gems, and y'all like, damn, listen, Ubisoft. When you see Square Enix dropping all them gems on the next gen,
listen. You're new to the PlayStation. Yeah. You're used to jumping yeah. ship. PlayStation yeah. fans that have you're been PlayStation jumper. Fans, there's not everybody. Not no. everybody's a ship jumper like
you
that.
Couldn't you buy me like, an Xbox,
Lex. Do you have? Anything?
I won't play it. Like, it's as simple as that.
Like not everybody's.
I will sell that shit so quick and buy PlayStation shit.
What, Lex? What would you do if you couldn't find a PlayStation 5?
I got the ultimate experience. I don't need that shit.
Not for shooters, you don't.
It don't matter. All around.
You don't. No, you don't. Gears of War is the best shooter since Halo 3, which is an Xbox game.
Okay. Boy, are you crazy?
Man, whatever. That
say no more.
He's comparing Xbox
real
to Xbox
triggers.
Again.
Real triggers, man.
Man, those triggers are trash.
Your hand's not big enough.
All right. I can almost guarantee this. I will be securing my PS5. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, right. I'm not either.
He must know somebody at Sony.
No, I'm getting it. This is for the
I know people
who,
at Best Buy.
This is for the people who aren't Steels, myself, Lex, and I'm sure you. We're all gonna secure the PS5.
Yeah.
So none of us will have unless you want to buy an Xbox ahead of the PS5. Go
we
the
got,
fuck ahead.
No, but we gotta not. Have one for an unveiling.
For
so,
the unboxing.
So manager over there. We need some PS5 hookup. We gotta have an unveiling, so I'm not worried
early?
About it.
A week early?
Regardless, yeah.
We're gonna have
early,
one on
this
table.
We need one.
There will be a
so
place
that we can do
an
unveiling, so I'm not worried about it. That's gonna be mine, too.
Oh, yeah. He called first dibs. Look at
I'll
that.
Put extra on top to make sure that's mine.
Hey, man, that PlayStation 5 link gonna be like the unemployment link right now. Jeez. It ain't happening, Captain.
Yeah, it's gonna be down.
Your Wi-Fi wow. weak, you out of here.
Wow. Oh, I don't worry about it. I got a gig of download, so.
Get used to it.
My shit gonna load up quick.
Get used to it. Page not found.
Yo,
please refresh.
Last night, well, my buddy was like, he was on yeah. YouTube test. Yeah. My buddy's like, yo, let's get that golf, the PGA 2019 golf, whatever. He's like, it's on sale for $15. I look at PlayStation Now. It's on PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
I hit the download. He hit the download. I said, shit, since I'm here, let me download that NASCAR so I can come for your ass. We can get some NASCAR shit going on.
Yeah.
So I downloaded NASCAR.
Turn left on the turn left.
Both games downloaded while we were playing Warzone.
Yeah.
Before his got even halfway done.
Yeah, man. Sorry.
So I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you say you got one gig per second
my
internet.
My link gonna load.
Fuck.
But he's okay, but the thing is, you're saying, see, what y'all got to recognize is that when that link drop, you better pray that y'all not at work dealing with
it. Where I'm at. Are you kidding me? I will jump out of that dock.
I don't care where I'm
run
at.
The mic. I'll be like, I have a
friend. It don't matter where I'm at.
I don't even work. I don't even have a job.
No. Listen.
My question is, okay, here's my question. Do you think, this is a good PlayStation question, do you think PlayStation is going to give us a heads up when they're going to drop the pre-order link? Or you think it's going to be like the controller, like it just pops up on PlayStation blog?
Hell no.
Hell no as in what?
They're not
giving a heads up.
They're not going to give a heads up.
No. I don't think they're giving a heads
no.
up.
No, they're giving everybody though. The opportunity. GameStop, anybody. You can name anybody. They're giving everybody the opportunity to sign up for the email.
You think those emails is going to get there faster than the link comes up?
Than the notification?
That's
how I got my last system. How I've done it. That's how I've always done it.
Done what?
Notifications. You sign up and they send the link. Hey.
They send the link. But I'm saying, do you think GameStop's link gonna hit your emails before the link is live on internet?
On Sony,
well, that's why
like,
they have.
It would have to.
That's why they do that.
Yeah.
Find, he, they go, we're going to let you know first because you subscribed. Yeah. You're good. That's how it's done.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to get the...
Yes.
We're good.
That's the whole point
okay.
of that.
Okay, yeah, I just don't want to wake up and say, oh, shit, it's on PlayStation Blog. The link is up. I checked my email.
No,
I still ain't got a notification from Best Buy.
That's why they called sign up first. That's why they right. do that. Whether it's Sony, GameStop, Best Buy, whoever. I signed up
on Best Buy, GameStop. I'm signed up on all of them. Waiting.
They know if somebody that goes through the trouble to sign up is ready to buy the station, the console now.
Right.
Yeah.
That link is not for. Yeah, oh,
they
we'll see.
Waste, they ain't gonna waste yeah. the time.
They're sending out a mass.
And I'm buying the ultimate edition with the accessories, yeah, two dude, controllers, no, two games at the top. Oh. I'm buying the ultimate edition. I ain't buying that straggler.
Of Xbox?
No, PlayStation 4 and the Xbox Series is coming too. What
that's
you
how
mean?
How I've always done it with.
Oh, you got a second check? If
y'all
didn't
know, the Series 2 coming.
You got a second check?
Yeah, I got paid this week.
Shit. That ain't no stimulus, though.
Hey, man.
Woo.
Shout out to Q's, man.
You had to work
y'all
for
paying y'all boy. The bonus just hit.
Listen.
Whoa, bonus. I don't get no bonus.
Listen to this guy. All right, yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
guys.
Why you over there.
Listen.
All right, man.
All right.
All right. So I think we're good.
Okay. I think yeah.
Hey, shout out to my boy Rob at Sony. I'm gonna be hitting you up soon, so I ain't gotta hit no link.
Oh shh. Hey, Rob at Sony Interactive.
That's right. I got a couple ends at GameStop, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, I got ends at Best Buy. That's who got hey, Big Sony. Mike. Holla at your boy, man. You did it for me last time. You're doing it again. All hit right. me through the back door before the store opens.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how it's done.
Whoa.
You secure your packages. You secure your systems. You find people. You make friends. You do whatever it is you got to do.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is
taking turn
for
do.
A different type of conversation.
No, all right, y'all. You know what I'm
all
saying.
All right, so we're out to Big Elite News.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, be ready.
Please.
Live from PSNBS Studios. Woo! Big Elite News with OVO Biggs.
I love you, Biggs.
And Statman Lex. Take it away, boys.
Oh, Lex. Oh, Lex.
Helga,
okay,
sit down.
Okay. All right. Sheesh. All right, y'all.
What you got?
Damn, you okay, still? He's crying over there.
What's in there?
All right.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, right?
COVID.
Again. It might be that moonshine vodka again.
COVID-20 is in there.
Again, guys, it's another quarantine week. Things aren't looking too hot. Just a couple things. Some kind of pile onto the news I gave last week. Like this, for example. The rest of the X-Force joins Deadpool in Fortnite, meaning Psylocke, Domino, and Cable.
Can we vote off Fortnite news? No, I'm joking.
No, can we just can
you
we
have been looking at our analytics?
Fortnite, period?
Right.
Pay attention to that age group.
Right.
8 to 12?
So you can get... You can gather your squad of Psylocke, Domino, Cable, and now Deadpool in Fortnite quads. So get your squad ready and get fitted out. Also, we have DC Universe Online has a new Birds of Prey event.
I saw that.
Yo, weren't we talking about it yesterday?
Heard that movie. Heard the movie was trash.
Yeah, I might have to put that up.
Heard the movie
fight
was trash.
Fight alongside Harley Quinn, Black Canary, the Huntress, Poison Ivy, and Catwoman.
That's it.
He said Harley Quinn. The newly formed Birds of Prey in DCUO. So.
He said Harley Quinn, say no more, fam.
You got something with these characters, man.
That is my kryptonite.
Also, one that I threw up on the Instagram earlier this week, the arrival of Shoto Todoroki from My Hero Academia Jump Force, starting spring 2020. So
you still play that game?
No. I played with Den and my boy Izzy a little bit a couple months ago. But
who's Den? You talking Fed?
Yeah, Fed. But I don't really co-sign the game like that. So, And last but not least, you guys should already know about this. Destiny 2, the Guardian Games? What's that about?
Yeah, that's like the Olympics.
Yeah.
This is the first time it's been done.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
So we don't know.
We don't really know.
It says the inaugural Guardian Games of Destiny 2 is upon us.
Yes.
There are only 3 weeks during the Season of the Worthy to prove that your class reigns supreme.
Shout out to the Titans, baby.
And with a permanent reminder of which class wins being added to the tower for the rest of the year. Mm. The stakes have never been higher.
The rest of the
year. It's going to be the Titans.
Titan Tower, baby.
It's going to be the Titans.
The scoreboard is up and the clock is running. You know who deserves to take home the gold. Now show everyone else.
I might have to get away from my Warlock main just to help the Hunters out. They don't stand a chance. Warlocks don't stand a chance. I love my Warlock. They just don't stand a chance.
Fed,
everyone plays Titans, and they're so just stupidly OP.
Titan,
it's ridiculous.
Titan, baby. I don't even play
Titan,
that game.
Baby.
They just need... It's like they Okay, through D1, the Titans cried the so much out of all the the fucking Warlocks can one punch everything. The Hunters can dodge and do all this other crap.
Was it true though?
Then
it
all
was
of
true.
A sudden,
it was valid.
No. Listen. No, just because Warlock could punch once, that's it. Now they gave the Titans the power to overcharge. You could pop any super in the game. Any super in the game. It don't matter. And they're just like, oh, I'm just going to hit you with this hammer. Bing, you're dead.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
I
can get it back.
And then they're just running, right? So let's say me and you meet up in the corner, right? All right. So my gun versus your gun. Am I going to shoot you better? You're going to shoot me better? Nah. All I got to do is push one extra button. They shoulder charge.
Shoulder charge.
Instant death.
Evaporated.
Because these babies cried so much.
I co-signed all that.
They made them so overpowered that you can barely play PvP against them.
Amen. Destiny 2.
Now they're gonna have an Olympics little challenge between all of them. Yo, I'm gonna have to start maining my hunter just to help them out.
Team USA, man. Titans, we in the building. Man.
But with that being said,
or just jump ship and join. Fuck, I'll just start playing my Titan.
Sheesh.
All right. With that being said.
That's the end of the update news. It's very dry quarantine season. It's doing it to us. Lex, do we have game releases?
Yes,
game
we have game releases.
Oh, shit.
Ready for this.
Which turtle dancing egg popping game we looking at this week?
Remember, that game will be number one.
Sweet.
Every game we trashed was number one. Goose game.
Yep.
Overcooked.
First game out April 24th. Deliver Us to the Moon. Deliver Us to the Moon is a sci-fi thriller set in apocalyptic near future, where Earth's natural resources are depleted. A lunar colony providing a vital supply of energy has gone silent. A lone astronaut is sent to the moon on a critical mission to save humanity from extinction. Will you save mankind or be forgotten in the dark abyss of space?
Dead space.
Deliver Us to the Moon.
It's not a shooter, is it?
It's a first-person...
Just like an exploration game? Okay.
Problem solving.
Oh, okay. So moving nodes around.
Guys, check out the gameplay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Out there. It's pretty good. I'm interested in that one. I'm actually very interested. Next, we have Guard Duty on PS4 and PS Vita. Digital cross-buy.
Vita.
Vita's still alive. Vita's
still
kicking.
People still play that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy. We have a Vita, man. I got a number you should call, man. I got get some therapy.
The
in,
Vita
man.
Helpline. Discover how the story of a mysterious agent in the future and a castle guard from years past are linked in this traditional point-and-click adventure game. Under the watch of a loyal castle guard, someone has snuck into the kingdom and kidnapped the princess. 1,000 years later, join Agent Starborn to save the Earth and vanquish an evil that has been around for centuries.
Somebody jumped in there. Someone getting sued.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You don't have it?
I don't think I do.
No.
I thought you had it.
I haven't heard in a while.
Nope. Don't have it. Fuck. Don't have
somebody's
it.
Really?
Getting sued.
Somebody's getting sued.
He's fighting Bowser?
That's guard duty.
Okay. Guard duty.
Next, we have... here we go. MotoGP 20.
Hey, shout out to Kyle. MotoGP.
Kyle. you know that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Kyle's
shout out to
on,
Kyle.
Kyle, Doug, they all on MotoGP heavy.
Wow, yeah. Really? They play the game?
No.
Oh, just
real life.
They know the drivers.
Are they riders?
I don't know.
He used to ride.
I have no stock in this at all.
He used to ride.
Yeah. They compete and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So rev up your engines for a new chapter in the MotoGP series. MotoGP 20 is back with a revived managerial career mode and more. That sounds like fun. Mm. Awaiting you are even more realistic graphics, improved gameplay, a new way to experience the historic content, and all the excitement of the 2020 season. MotoGP.
Ain't no season, but
out April 23rd.
It's a battle pass.
There's
Total
a virtual,
GP20
there's a virtual
battle
season.
Pass.
Yeah.
Next we have, let me see if I can find it here. Trials of Mana, out on digital retail, April 24th.
Oh, somebody likes
that. That gets a clap. Yeah. For me,
is that
that's
one
a
of the
big
games
clap.
You play it?
Oh, that's one of the ones that I'm about to. So it drops. And also, before you get Friday. Into it, real quick. I know I said on one of the episodes that I was going to get it on Switch. Yeah, that's a dead story now. I'm getting it on PC. There's that. That's what it is.
Say no more, man.
There you go. The Trials of Mana remake seamlessly brings the beloved story and characters of Seiken Densetsu. Densetsu 3, the third game in the Mana series. I did not know that.
Yep.
To the modern gamer. When the world was shrouded in darkness, the goddess of mana drew forth the sword of mana to smile the eight Benevotos?
Yeah, yeah.
Monsters of destruction. JRPG?
JRPG.
100%. Trials of Mana.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
And last but definitely not least, out April 24th on PS4 Digital and
Three
retail.
3 days after my birthday, man. Let's go.
Parentheses curbside. Predator Hunting Grounds. Hunt or be hunted in this.
I'm doing it.
All right.
If it's cross play.
At launch. Yeah, that's actually a thing now too, because I'm getting on PC definitely.
They've
so
been
it needs
very
to be cross play at launch.
I can't find it whether it's confirmed.
I mean, it was in the options.
No, it was, but it wasn't in the trial. So I don't know if that'll be like
no,
a.
No, it wasn't. It
update.
Was. Yeah,
but I know it was the option.
It was,
but
there was
you,
an options in the trial, but you weren't able to.
You
do
weren't
it.
Able to do it exactly.
I didn't. Just figured that that's not a thing they put in the demo.
Right.
But
it looks, you know, looks good, especially on PC. Hunt or be hunted in this asymmetrical.
Listen. Hold up. I was gonna send this in the chat, but then I wanted to save it for this point right here. Waiting for you to do that.
Why is it me?
Okay, because you're the Mr. PCMR, okay? So there was this meme where it showed someone making fun of, not making fun of, but the same situation where you just did now. Oh, PC, this and that. And they're like,
sounds like a Sprockets.
Oh, so yeah, your $3,000 computer setup, you're bragging against a $300 console. Congratulations. Oh. All right, continue.
But I mean, that's why it's for only the best.
Yeah, well,
so you're comparing a Benz
to $3,000 purposely built versus something that's just $300.
Right,
you're gonna put that much shade on it. Go ahead,
right.
But have fun with that.
But when you play it,
I'm just saying. It's still $2,000 to $3,000.
No, it's not even close.
That's why That's why I haven't pulled that trigger yet.
No, yeah, yeah.
I'd rather keep my $300 system.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And still play the game.
There's nothing wrong with that. But if you
I understand.
This is a PlayStation podcast.
I understand it. But that's just my argument against that. Because it's the same thing like what he just said. If I, with my STI, race him in his Honda Accord, and then come back and go, piece of shit Honda Accord, that's gonna make me look stupid.
But I didn't say.
Why would you?
No. But I'm just saying.
That's not my.
That's just generally what it's talking about.
Yeah, that's not my
You're
viewpoint
talking
at all.
About Shout a high powered racing computer machine versus purposely just built to play games.
Right, and no, that's not my attitude at all.
I'm just for fun.
No,
I just saw that meme and I was like, yeah. Some more sauce.
That's cool.
I gotta put some more sauce on it.
Some sauce.
Sorry, go ahead, finish.
It's okay. We're playing this game.
Yeah, we're playing it.
Hunt or be hunted in this asymmetrical multiplayer shooter that pits human against predator. As part of a fire team, complete missions before the predator finds you, or be the predator and hunt your prey.
That makes a lot more sense now.
Y'all got to...
Friday, folks.
Y'all got to practice.
2 days before my birthday.
Practice what?
Because if I'm going to keep being the predator...
Birthday,
April 26th.
Y'all got to make it harder for me. So it wasn't
26.
Even close. 21st. In the words of Lex, it wasn't
Taurus,
even close.
We in the building.
Stills.
In the building, man.
His shotgun was the only thing keeping me at bay, but I was still winning. All right.
And that's it for game releases, at least the games that we're going to play.
Hit the button, man. Just hit the button, man.
We got it this week.
Okay. We do have it.
I got, yes.
Okay.
Hit it. There we go.
Woo-woo.
There's that sound. Last week we played it, but I didn't have nothing. This week I got something for y'all.
What you got?
But before I get into that, there's some bones I got to pick with you. No. You right here.
What's up?
Sit on the mic. Mr. Biggs, Mr. Lovable, one of the crew.
Jeez,
got a little bone pick with you. You know, you about to know. You going to catch on because we talked about this at work. What happened.
Okay.
So last week,
yeah,
after we stopped recording,
Oh.
Hold up. Hold on.
All right.
When we left,
yeah,
you were following me. You were, well, not purposely, but you were behind me. And I'm like, oh, he's probably just going to 408 because 408's right there around the corner. Then you made a quick right somewhere. And I know where that right's at because that's a hard right to take in between those two buildings.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you better take that damn phone call, motherfucker. You went to Gringo's.
Oh.
And you Double didn't tell D's, us.
Baby.
You were going to Gringo's.
Well.
There's always room and time for double D's.
Okay. I did go to Gringo's.
Yes, you did go to Gringo's.
But there is a perfectly good reason behind that.
You the wanted tacos. It,
no. The reason is I needed toilet paper. Okay? And Gringo's.
Had a special.
If you spend $10, for every $10 you spend, you get a roll of toilet paper.
Yes,
I got out of there with three rolls.
Goddamn.
Three rolls because I really needed. He went with me because I really.
No, I know. He's in the car. He had no choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I really needed toilet paper.
But
I think
it was
his
idea. Not needing toilet paper or not.
Okay.
He was like, yo, man, I'm going to Beefy Kings or whatever, Kings, this and that. You know, that's what I want to go. You know, I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to go home and chill. My wife waiting for me at the house. If you would have said the word grit, I was there.
Is this your Sprockets?
I was there.
Is this your Sprockets on me?
No.
I was going to say, to show him some bail.
I'm feeling some type of way.
Because I went over there and killed him for it too, but to shoot him some bail, even if y'all would have went to Gringo's, y'all couldn't go in Gringo's together and sit down and
enjoy. I don't care. Gringo's. I could. I'm mad that I missed out on double D's.
Oh, okay.
They do have outdoor sitting.
No, yeah.
No. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It wasn't there, was it?
All the shit was put up. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just take out, go, right?
You about to get them shut down right now.
Hey. Okay. All right, well, to the Sprockets. I just wanted to bring that up.
Oh, shit. I wasn't even Sprockets.
I was just a little.
I'll help you take some of the load off.
I just felt some type of way.
He wasn't alone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get into Sprockets.
This was me driving. Oh, Biggs is following me. Okay. He's slowing down.
We might be going somewhere else.
He's making a right to Gringo's. Are we? Bro, I just felt so sad.
So we might be going somewhere today. I'll let you know after we hit the button. Right.
All right, so to my Sprocket, this is going to be quick. You know what really shades my Sprockets?
What shades? Rhonda's
Deals? Yeah, I haven't heard that in a while.
Right.
These damn Floridians.
Whoa, what? So you went from me to me
again?
Hold up. Well, you a Floridian?
Yes.
Yes.
Born and raised.
I didn't know that.
I'm not.
South Florida, baby.
Born and raised. Yeah, but that's still Florida. That's still Florida.
Yeah, that's still Florida. Yeah. Born and raised in the O.
No.
All right, well, maybe you don't fall under these type of Floridians, all right? Those dumb-ass beach-going all of a sudden Floridians.
The beaches.
Yeah. Yo, how do we go?
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing. Yeah.
How do we go from stay inside, lock your shit down so we can fight this corona to we're going to open up the beach and then the whole shit's packed and there's thousands of people out there?
Because it's a trend. Like I said, once everything opens up, everything's going to become a trend. It is stupid.
The second they say something's open, wham.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
yeah.
there.
Yeah, wait well, till Disney opens up.
What do you think happens? Yo, that's another thing. Good thing you brought that up. I'm an annual pass holder for SeaWorld.
Same.
Okay? They're planning to have a soft opening for annual pass holders only.
Really?
What?
Yes.
You got an email?
I saw it somewhere.
That's like all of 11 people.
No, because I'm a part of my other groups of friends who are SeaWorld pass holders.
Yeah.
They invited me to this SeaWorld pass holder thing on Facebook so people can share times or special and things that are going on. And they put it on there. And it said that they plan on having a soft
open
that's fine, though. Annual pass holders. Y'all have enough room to do 6 feet? It's only like 11, 12 of y'all that have season passes for SeaWorld. So
you crazy?
People think this thing is over.
Crazy.
I'll be 13.
People think this thing is over. That's how this shit blows up again.
First of all, as soon as they open up the floodgates for everything, I'm still not going
Listen,
to these places.
At this case, they should have done what I said in the first place. I kind of joked around about this, but I'm like, yo, they should just let it happen. Have like one giant freaking chicken pox party like we used to do back in the day.
What? Back in what day?
People get what? It.
Where did you live?
The survivor. Yo, you never had a chicken pox party?
No.
Yo.
What is a that? Chicken yeah. pox party.
Yo, yes. Parents would, if one of the kids in the group, friends slash cousins or brothers or sisters got chicken pox.
Where's your mom?
They let every.
Call
they,
her.
They
call
weren't
her.
In the house.
Chicken, you want to call chicken her? Chicken pox. Party.
That explains yes. a lot.
Yes.
That explains a lot.
Yes.
A chicken pox party.
This was a thing back in the day.
A chicken pox party.
And he keeps saying it like it was something valid. Oh, yeah. Back in the day,
we
man.
Did this all the time.
So like in high school type of thing?
No.
You never had a cholera ring?
This is like elementary.
So y'all had a awesome. Sleepover when y'all all had the chicken pox?
I mean, I
so
think
y'all
it was
parents
a sleepover.
Was a part of it too.
No. What do you so mean a part of it?
No, I'm saying y'all parents was in on it.
Well, yeah, because they got all the kids together. All
right. I mean,
everybody.
If one kid got chicken pox, they're like, you know what? Let's just let the kids get it out of their system. Whoop. They get together. They hang out. All so of a sudden, all the kids have chicken pox. They get it out. Boom. We're good for the rest of the time.
So you think
it doesn't even sound good on paper.
So you think the same thing should be done for COVID?
Someone cash out.
May the strength. May the strongest survive.
What the hell is this? The Hunger Games now?
What Yo, the fuck? You haven't seen that meme where they're breaking USAA into sections? What's sector 3, baby?
Yo.
What's sector 3?
I am done.
Steels is trying to turn this shit into Attack on Titan.
Yo.
This is hey, it.
It is what it is.
All right, Steels. Oh. I think you're, I mean, even if you weren't done, you're done now. You know, Sprockets are good. We're good. Done? Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, everything.
We're all done. Hi, Lex.
Lex, you guys.
It doesn't even sound good on paper. Like, how is that a?
Yo, I can't believe that. I thought that was a thing. Uh-oh. We always did that shit.
I think that was a thing. We're gonna find out a lot.
That was in New York.
Of,
we always had chicken pox parties.
Okay, we're gonna find out a lot.
Because supposedly, once you get it, you can never get it again. All right. So that's what they did.
So what about COVID-19? Once I've you get never, it, you can't I've get
never,
it again.
Well, that
it.
Hasn't been confirmed yet.
But you're willing to try it out?
Hey, man. I mean, like wait, I said, may the strong survive.
Did you have the chickenpox deals?
I was part of one of those chickenpox parties.
I'm from Jersey, and I will never.
Jersey baby,
never did none of that.
Woo. Hey,
Joe Budden.
I don't know. That's what we did. Yo.
Jersey baby,
kid had chickenpox. Hey, fucking let them play together so they all get it. Just knock it out real quick.
So would y'all be mad if the kid didn't get it? Like he walked out of there unscathed, like chickenpox free.
Well,
like,
then he's the chosen one.
He's the chosen one.
They'll
do another one.
Already had it already, and they didn't tell us.
They'll do another one.
Blood from him.
I have to text. I have to text my mom.
Yo,
yeah. Did she even do this?
This is an old school thing.
I think you guys.
This is
someone
old school
should
thing.
Google it. Put it in the party chat.
Yes, chickenpox party.
All right, but
yeah,
we'll
put it
in the comments.
That's the thing.
But with all that being
yeah,
said,
yeah, put
man,
it in the comments. Tell me if you had a chickenpox party.
We all good?
Sheesh, yeah, we good.
Yeah,
we're good. We can
leave music,
on that.
Man. Yeah, hey, man.
There we go.
It's been the boys.
That's right.
PS and BS. Another
right.
episode
another
live from Cultural Radio. We out of here.
Yeah.